What's up, please?
Are we live?
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Clowns with Four Guys with Quarters, aka Carlo. I have a very, very special guest today, and I will go with the thumbnail of the amazing Kelsey Abbott. So I'll get to you first and say, hey, what's going on? How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you. I'm very, very special. A very, very special guest. Why is that? That's nice, though. Thank you.
Hey, what about us? That's made us look so shit.
I know. I didn't do it. I didn't do it, though.
All my teachers said I was special all the time, but you guys suck.
I didn't take offense to it. Whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Oh, having fun.
I'm going to interview you now.
Yeah, that's what happened on the last interview that we did. We ended up getting interviewed by the guest. She liked Gaz's dope hat that he had on that was pink. So that happened. So, Kelsey, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
What I do? Okay, I am a writer. I write for mostly for children's cartoons, like a lot of Cartoon Network shows. And I did write the Battletoads game, and I'm working on another game too.
Ooh, right, nice.
Can you tell us which game?
No, I can't. I don't think I can right now.
No one enforces NDAs now. It's okay.
I know. I would love to, because it'd be something to talk about.
I'm sure we will have something to talk about, don't worry.
You'll see soon. Yeah. Yes. That's all I do. That's all I do.
Now
you got me searching
nerds.
The web. I'm gonna be stalking the web trying to find out what you're working on.
It's not out there, Dredd. Probably
yeah,
not out
not.
There.
There's no way. There's no
it's
way.
Under wraps. Under wraps.
You never know.
So, what was it like to be approached by, I guess, Delilah Studios and write Battletoads? Like, how long did that whole process take, and how did it end up happening?
Well, my friend Tom Kaufman, I worked with him before and did shit with him. I don't know. He was working on it first, so I think he got involved. Just like his management got him involved because he wanted to write for a video game, and then he asked me if I'd like to help, and he had already kind of started working with AJ, who you know. And I said okay, and that's
funny. And then you said yeah.
Well, seeing that you're a writer, how different is it to write for a video game versus skits and episodes that you've done so far?
I think that's what they wanted to do different. Like that's why they hired Tom, because Tom writes TV. He wrote on Rick and Morty and stuff, and they wanted it more like Battletoads to be more like write it like you'd write a show or something. So it wasn't too much different for me, especially because Tom worked more like closely with AJ doing like more than video game like specific stuff. So we'd just be like, you write this scene, and I did that.
Okay.
Nice.
You make it sound so simple. You're like, ah, you know, I just did that.
I don't know. I'm sorry. It wasn't.
Well, for you, it probably was simple for you. For us, we're probably like stumbling all over ourselves. What should we write? I don't know.
No, you guys would do great. You would have done fine. You probably would have done better.
No, but I don't know.
Making stupid.
It definitely. It definitely had that Saturday morning cartoon feel.
You can't fucking swear. Can we fucking swear? I should have said it that way. Are we allowed to swear, Carl, on your show?
Wait, what's that?
Are we allowed to swear on your show?
I mean, I guess, yeah. It says that it's for mature audiences only.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean, sorry. I mean, no.
I'll try not to. It's just it comes out sometimes.
They say intelligent people swear. There goes my dog.
I don't hear him.
Yeah, I don't hear his microphone. Either. He's got a microphone that kicks in and mutes it.
Yeah.
He's fancy.
You used to hear like a bark of a bark, and then he would mute it right away.
Oh, he just left.
Oh wow. Isn't he the host?
That joke really pissed him off.
Uh oh.
Didn't that kill the stream?
No, it's already set up.
Kelsey, I was going to ask you, because you write for Cartoon Network, Mm-hmm. And because you just asked if you can swear on the show, mm-hmm. do you not feel restricted by the scope of your writing? Do you not want to go all Ren and Stimpy, which is another cartoon where people go mental?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I do. I make cartoons on Channel 101. This is like a shorts website. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I've seen it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's like kind of my outlet for being gross or whatever. It's fun. Oh, it's fun trying to be like funny in a kid's cartoon, you know, because you can't just do gross out stuff or like swearing shit or whatever. I don't know. It's like a little challenge. I think it's good for me.
No, that's cool. Because I always wondered that. How strict are when you were working on Battletoads, for instance?
Yeah.
That's a game that's supposed to have a more family affair, like an appeal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Given the parameters of doing it, how much autonomy do you get in working on a script for a very beloved and classic franchise, or were there quite tight parameters for what you could do?
No, I mean, especially coming from children's animation like that, it seemed like more open. It wasn't, there weren't too many restrictions. I mean, obviously, like no swearing or whatever. No, what else was there? Is there anything funny we couldn't say or do?
Innuendo.
I feel like there was something.
But the fact that you don't remember it means it's obviously...
Yeah, it was like a very like normal note. It's like, yeah, if that's fair enough, like we can't do that. It makes sense. It seemed like they were pretty open. Like we had rash wearing a diaper or whatever. I don't know. I think it was fine. It's kind of... Yeah. I don't think I'd be allowed to do that. Really hate like... No poop stains on the toilet, please. When you, that's like a big note all the time if you're in the bathroom.
I got a question. Did you write the scene with the ugly baby?
I don't remember. Probably helped. I feel like Tom went over all our stuff. Me and Wade were the other two writers. Yeah. So we'd write stuff and like Tom would do his pass on it. So
okay.
I'm afraid to say yes. Cause
how long ago was that? Like you started writing for Battletoads?
I started probably October 2019? No, 2018.
Oh, wow. Good. Couple of years ago. Yeah, you would have actually. Yeah.
I think. Oh god, I have a horrible memory, you guys.
that's right. Well, I got a question for you. Like how did you get involved in writing cartoons? What was like what got you into it? Like how do I describe this question? How were you approached to actually write your first
or like kids how to get cartoon? Like my first job kind of thing? Or
yeah. Yeah, was it just like a random incident?
No. It's nepotism. So like I just knowing people. Because the Channel 101, I met so many like really creative, cool people, nice people, who went on to do like real shit, you know. And one of them was Mike Chilean. He was writing Uncle Grandpa. Or not writing, he was storyboarding, and he got me that job. But it's because I think having made my own cartoons for Channel 101 and stuff, that was kind of like my resume, I guess.
Okay.
Seeing that you spoke, you're bringing up Channel 101, I did do some research. I mean, I've seen it before, so I decided I was going to go into it a little bit more. How do you approach the rest of the crew at Channel 101 and say, hey, like, let's make a parody of Two Girls and One Cup?
No. Well, see, here's the thing with I would make cartoons, bad cartoons, because I can't really draw just because I don't like asking people for favors, like come shoot with us. But it's just like a community. So you were friends with everybody and be like, hey, you've got a camera. Could you come shoot this? Or... hey, I want to make a show about Two Girls, One Cup or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. just everybody was very open and nice, and it was like a big, like, if you need help doing this, contact me. I can do sound.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny how you guys set that up, because I was like, they didn't. Oh, yeah, they did.
That wasn't me. That was Justin Roiland's idea. I just was in it.
Yeah, I was just, you know, how do you, it's just, hey, let's make a Two Girls, One Cup parody, and I need you to be one of the girls. You know, I can't imagine okay. how that went. You know,
I mean, I know they weren't gonna make me like eat shit.
Oh yeah, so no.
I would have said no if they did. Obviously,
I'll tell you what, I did like Switcheroo, even though it only lasted two episodes.
Well, thank you. You really did like watch stuff, huh?
No, I did. Nice of you. Yeah, I was like, ooh, Rock Band.
I sent all of them, you know, your stuff that you've done, and to check it out. I don't think Flans had a chance between all his candy shopping lately that he did, though.
My wife is a horror fan, and she's been on another content creator's a horror cast is what they were calling it. And so she's been on there and you know, throwing her two cents in. And, you know, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, you won't believe who I'm interviewing. So I'm telling her, and she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, VHS 2. And she's like, no way. And I'm like, do you have any questions? Yeah. That's yeah. So, you know, so I asked her if she had any questions. She's like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I shut her down.
Funny. Nobody I know like knows I was in that. Even there'd be occasionally a friend will be like, "Oh shit, I saw that you were in that movie. That was weird." It was weird. Again, I was just friends with the director. If you guys are nice people, they'll ask you to do stuff. That's what I learned.
AJ's in the chat. He says Kelsey is the best.
Aw, AJ.
He's such a nice guy. He's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You
should be in bed. It's late. There.
Kelsey, when you write, do you ever like write in Easter eggs that mean something to you or that you find humorous that a lot of people don't pick up on necessarily?
Yeah, not often. I guess you don't want to do anything like too risky, because if you get caught, you'd be in so much trouble or whatever. But I'll reference a show or something. I can't think of anything offhand.
Nothing in battle films, that's for sure, right? Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been writing for in the industry?
In the industry? Like 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies.
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks, I haven't killed myself yet.
have you done any like acting coaches or anything like that? How did you get into it to do all this? Did you have like background like in school for like, you know, being a thespian or,
you know? Oh, just for like the acting thing, like did I take any acting? No, I was like in a play when I was 10 or something, but it's just the again, Channel 101. It was kind of like a training ground for people. Like we all learned like how to do crap from there. Like you teach yourself to edit or whatever. And
yeah, it seemed like Channel 101 was a jack of all trades for
everybody. It's great. I mean, it's still around, but it's, you know, pandemic, so no, it's not really around. You can still like submit shows, but it's all online. It was great because it would be like every month a live audience, and you'd just see like how they reacted. And it's a very good learning place. Help me out, guys.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get the six of us minus Gaz's extra friend here with the sunglasses.
Hey.
Minus him. He's just a pizza delivery guy.
Sorry, I'm glad the stream didn't see us munching on pizza as well.
Oh, we saw you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
But, so we'll do like the six of us, and we'll do a show or something like that then.
Oh yeah, you should.
After the interview. Ooh. Yeah.
Absolutely, you should.
Oh, you mean for Channel 101?
Yeah, do it. You guys could make a little Zoom show.
Oh, that would be so cool. I would dig that.
Who's the first one to kill off Flemish?
That's a good question. Maybe Crispy, because he's got a weird background going on right now.
Yeah, that's like the scariest background.
Come to my dungeon.
That's a very Joseph Prince.
Like a hostage
it, yeah, it looks like it. I don't know where he's at or if it's a Halloween thing. But
there's a body behind that sheet that's hanging there.
No.
It's in a cage.
You got me, Dredd. You got me, okay?
Yeah.
Investigator Dredd through Zoom. There you go.
So, Kelsey, when you're not writing for kids, or not for kids, what do you enjoy doing as your hobby? I guess this is normally would be a weird question when there's like six guys asking you that, but you are the guest of the show.
What do I enjoy doing anymore?
Pre-COVID. During COVID.
Yeah.
I like playing guitar. That's fun, even though I'm not very good at it. Man, because like, you know, this past fucking year has been weird. I don't know what I like anymore. I mean, movies. I do like, it's funny. I don't really play video games anymore.
What?
Don't say that here. You can't say that.
I know. I was like,
at least the other guest came last week pretended to like games. Now you're.
I don't have a. I moved away from all my video game system. Like, I don't have anything. I should get one.
Kelsey, you know what?
Here comes
my speech. Just like I told Siobhan last week, right? Because she used to love video games too when she was younger. Well, mm-hmm. Xbox has this thing called Xbox Cloud now. So you can get your phone and Bluetooth controller, hook it up, and you can play games, Xbox games, on your phone that are in the cloud. So you can play Gears of War 5 in the cloud. You could even play Battletoads, the game that you helped write, in the cloud.
How does Microsoft pay you to say this every time?
No, zero.
Here's the thing, when I did play games, I never liked Xbox. I lose.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean,
Nintendo person.
Do you like PlayStation better?
No.
Nintendo.
Hold on. What type of games do you like?
My favorite game ever is Earthbound.
Ooh, that is a great game. I love that game.
I played that 100, but like, I don't know. I like Mario 64 and shit. I don't know. I like cute games.
They just re-released it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
On the Switch.
Yeah, I should get a Switch. That makes sense. That makes the most sense.
You need to get it before March because otherwise it will be gone forever.
Really?
The game.
That's
a very good question. I like the fact that Kelsey has immediately questioned what the rationale behind a game not being made available after a certain date.
Yeah.
And we don't have an answer for that.
Hello, Pooch.
I mean, it makes it works. I'm probably going to have to rush and buy it now because I really would like to play that again.
That's what Nintendo want you to do. It's called the scarcity principle.
I'll do what they tell
me
to do.
Yeah, it's
supply and demand. They make you freak out that there's not enough supply, so you start demanding.
Yeah, wasn't there a big thing with that? A lot of my friends won that ring game, that little exercise game.
Yeah.
Ring Fit. Yes.
Which one of us are you telling us to?
Shut up. Just let me think. I'm growling.
He's growling at us.
Oh no, there's noises outside. I'm sorry. I don't like. I should have lied and said I still like video games, but
That's okay.
I do. Yeah. I do still like them. I just don't play them.
That's fine. You know, you have. We all progress through our phases and have different ideas.
Ooh, GoldenEye 64. That was another one. I guess I like.
Oh, sick game. You saved yourself with the dankest game you could mention. Well done.
Yeah, that was the best game. I'd play that again too. I think I did get the, when I did have my Wii U, I got the re-release of it or whatever. Didn't they re-release it?
No.
The re-release was technically a sequel, which was called Perfect Dark, because they couldn't use a license.
Are you yeah, well, maybe that makes sense because it was not like the original at all.
And you can also play that on your phone in xCloud.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh shit, I thought that was Flemish for a second.
when I'm getting hungry, yes, my food is getting cold, but I'll wait till after.
When you're hungry,
you see what you did, Flemish.
But I can eat my candy like always. Oops.
Show me the candy bowl, man. I want to see that shit.
He just lost his candy.
Come he on. Just spilled it on the floor.
There you go.
Oh, that's cute. Oh my
that's
god.
That's a big bowl, bro.
That's a big bowl of diabetes right there.
Poor Flemish. Poor Flemish.
Kiss me, all right.
Seeing that you've brought up your guitar, and I already brought it up pre-show, can we see the guitars that you got? Can you like show them off?
Oh, well, most of them are not mine right now. This is not my room, but there I have nothing special. I have an acoustic, and I have a Flying V, but it's so lame to play. It's not fun, and it looks stupid, I think. But I've had it since high school.
Nice.
Would it help if I told you I have a harmony sitting right behind me?
Yeah, why isn't your camera work?
I've been having some technical difficulties with the computer. It's 12-year-old PC, 2.0 ports. Doesn't
want
to work.
You whatever you want. You said you could say you have a lot of things.
No excuses.
Well, actually, the guy saw it. I had it on camera. It was literally right behind me.
I didn't see it.
Well, when
it's either way.
When I was younger, Kelsey. Cool. My dad wanted me to get a guitar because he felt like my dad owned a lot of pizza places and he knew I didn't want to be in the pizza business. So he wanted me to do something else. So he went out and got me a guitar and he's like, if you play guitar, you can get a lot of girls when you get older. And I was like, I don't want to play guitar. And he made me go take one lesson and it was like Mary Had a Little Lamb on the guitar. And I was maybe like 11 or 12. I was like, nope, don't want it. And then I immediately pawned it because I wanted a drum set. I wanted to play drums. But my dad was like, cool people don't play drums. They play guitar.
That's not true.
I know. That's what I said. Yeah. That's what I said. So I ended up with no musical talent whatsoever.
Harry Had a Little Lamb on drums probably will not bring in the girls.
Mary Had a Little Lamb's not going to impress anybody.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Do you know what's even sad? I bought this thing over there like 5 months ago, and I think I practiced a few times on it in those 5 months.
Please don't tell me.
Like a keyboard? Just a
what? Yeah, it's just a keyboard.
Yeah. Why'd you buy it if you're not gonna play it?
I've got the program on my PC that I use for it, but.
good. You just gave up on it.
Don't tell me you do the no hand playing.
What was that?
What? No. Over your head. Never mind. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I've seen the video. I know what you mean.
No, me playing piano with no hands.
Oh my God.
God, I don't want to know. I know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. No. So back onto guitars.
All right.
You said you're just still practicing. You're really not good, supposedly.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. I can do like chords. You know, I can't like shred, which would be awesome.
Do you use it with your writing when you do? Because I forgot the show now already. I blanked out. Switcheroo. You did the drums, and then you jumped on. I want to say that was the bass.
Well, no, that was just stock music.
That was just, I know. But did you guys like literally jam out a little bit, you know, kind of play around while you're...
Oh, no, those other two guys didn't play any, they didn't do any music.
Oh, never mind.
Stuff. Well, Ivace played keyboard a little bit, one of them.
So I just stick with the rock band. Okay, that was towards me that time. I saw that fist. That was towards me, right?
No. Being bad.
Did the poochie want some attention?
That's what my dog does.
So
don't
that's the way you just said that.
Don't feel bad, Kelsey. My dog does that all the time. Except my dog goes on an insane barking spree and doesn't shut up for 2 hours.
No, she doesn't either. Unless sometimes I spray her with water, which isn't nice, but that's the only way to stop her.
It works. I've had to use that tactic before.
Yeah, we have a friend that has parakeets, and every time he's on with us, the parakeets just keep on chirping and won't let him speak. So he has to actually lock him two rooms away so he can actually speak with us.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's they're jealous. They know when you're not paying attention to them because you're paying attention to the screen.
It seems.
So we appreciate that you're paying
extra
attention.
Extra upsetting.
Yeah.
Is that your guitar next to you?
No, this is no.
Oh, okay.
And you're not allowed to see it either. No, just kidding. It's a bass anyway.
So if you're lockdown, you haven't video games. I can't imagine for normal people who don't play games, they say normal. What do you guys do, man? Like, gaming saved people in coronavirus. Like,
yeah, I sleep a lot. Movies, kind of, you know, watching some movies.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll get a Switch, right?
Jeez, Gaz, too much peer pressure over there, Gaz.
Man. Hey, man, you didn't convince her to buy a xCloud, and she's already got a mobile phone. Kelsey's getting a Switch. I'm doing marketing for Nintendo rather than not for Microsoft.
I don't know what I'm playing on Xbox. I don't know. I don't... What?
It depends what you want. Hear...
There goes my dog.
Different. Everyone is different, so if you like certain things, it's what you like. We're not gonna. We're just happy you do what you do.
Yeah, because you make awesome. You make awesome stuff. My daughter actually has seen Uncle Grandpa, and she says, "Man, that show is so cool."
Really? No,
yeah.
I feel like nobody liked Uncle Grandpa.
No, she liked Uncle Grandpa. Yeah.
Do you know what's
liked funny? That you said that, even though you actually wrote that. That's amazing.
It's actually funny. I don't know how this goes or if it's different, but. But when I see Uncle Grandpa, when I've seen a Cartoon Network, but in Belgium, it's in Dutch.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it completely translates like all the jokes and stuff. So I'm very curious, like if it's the same over here, like it's over there, the writing.
Yeah, I wonder. That'd be interesting. I'm sure some things don't translate, right? I have to.
What will it take for you to make a character called Gaz? In your next
no, don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Do I don't it. Know what to do. Should I do it?
Yeah, do it. Gaz, it's an easy name to put in. You could put that in there anyway.
I've got an idea.
A good name.
Yeah. Have Gaz and have a bin. And
a Ben?
A bin. A bin. Garbage can.
Oh, okay. So you actually are going
to do it. A garbage can?
Gaz, like, whoop.
Oh, I thought you were saying name a garbage can, Gaz. Like a garbage can character, I guess.
I thought you were saying the same thing.
That would be funny.
I'm keeping an eye on your next question.
Kelsey, I'll give you an idea here, right? So if you have any influence on, you know, any cartoons, you could always make a pizza man named Carlo.
A pizza man
named
Carlo?
Why?
Because you're...
Yeah.
But you didn't follow you did not follow your family's pizza business.
But this way he can without actually doing it.
She can help me live my dream, even if it's for 10 seconds in an episode somewhere.
Pizza family?
Yep. Yeah, my uncle, he's got pizza places in Florida. My cousin's got pizza places in Staten Island. My dad had pizza places in Pennsylvania. And then all the way up to Chicago. And I just... It's not for me. Too many long hours.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
I love how stereotypically Italian that is. That's amazing.
But I just play video games instead. I want to make video games my career, and I ended up doing podcasting for fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm sure. That's fine. You don't have to do what your family does, right?
Yeah.
My dad sells darts.
That's exciting.
Darts.
I used to be on Dart League, yeah.
The dart. Really? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dartboard.
Well, oh, if they don't buy him, he could just throw it at them and be like, you should have bought him.
We used to do steel tip and soft tip.
In pubs, yeah.
Yeah, you. I could tell you know your stuff. You know your darts.
Yes, I do. And the grams. And that's darts, in case you're wondering.
What's your dream job, Kels, to write for? Like,
I always feel, I think it'd be cool to like write a movie, you know? That'd be fun.
Your biggest everyone has like an inspiration, but there's always that one or two, like Eric Clapton had Jeremy Hendrix who wanted to make him smash up and give up his guitar.
Jeremy Hendrix?
I'm an idiot.
Just saying. No, we weren't gonna say anything. We might just.
We're just gonna let you roll with it, guys.
Yeah. Who is your like the aspirational writer that you thought you think I can't attain these levels?
What? You know, I wanted to like write stuff because of like Quentin Tarantino is my favorite. Director.
Okay. He's awesome.
Pulp Fiction. Right. I saw when I was like 11. I was like, this is very cool. I would like to be like him. But I mean, it's not like, definitely not the kind of shit I want to be writing. I just really like Quentin Tarantino movies. Yeah.
Do you feel the compulsion to add in some Easter eggs like in your cartoons that other people, like your friends, will notice? Or My friend named the Pokemon in France, and he had loads of Easter eggs for his name. Inappropriate jokes, like ridiculous ones. I'm basically inviting you to put Gaz in a cartoon.
Yes, Gaz.
Make it really inappropriate as well.
I do. I mean, that's a good name. Gaz is a good name. That's I feel it. Like it's probably already a character somewhere, right?
Exactly. You haven't heard a character called Flamish.
No, I like Flemish too.
Yeah, okay. Flemish is after Flemish, which is actually my language. Damn it! The dog doesn't like me.
It's
not touch. You. If there's any noise outside whatsoever, she goes.
Flemish has that high pitch that dogs can only hear.
Yeah, I could do my voice, but I'm not going to.
No, keep that to yourself. Keep your weird voice to yourself.
I played 3DO a couple times. Is that cool?
Yeah, that is cool. That's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
My brother.
Do you remember 3DO. If it's the Panasonic version or the Magnavox version?
Isn't it?
How would I? I would. Let me see. Do they look different?
Yeah, or the gold star.
I feel like it was Panasonic. But let me see. Let's see. No, it was the other one. It wasn't Panasonic, I don't think. What was the other one?
Gold star and Magnavox.
Magnavox. All right. You guys, this is going to be really cool when we find out. I remember playing Sewer Shark.
Ooh, that was
It was Gold Star.
Okay. Nice.
Elliot Dye says, "All right, Gaz, I'm here. You've pulled me from Discord." I don't know how I've done that, Elliot, but thank you for joining. I'm not even on there.
Yeah.
Not yeah, anyway. Dreadful. Jack. Oh yeah, he's here. Thank you, Jack. Not really all the chat.
What?
Oh,
you can say it. Go ahead, read it.
Called you out on the Jeremy on a Megatron called you out on the Jeremy Hendrix.
Jeremy Hendrix, yes, Megatron. I got it right. I still don't know. What's wrong with me? Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
Well, that is right. I had such a massive bloody brain fart. Zombie one.
If anybody in the chat has any questions for Kelsey, feel free to drop them. Kelsey, I hope we're not making you feel uncomfortable, are we?
Oh, no. I hope I'm not wasting all your time.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm going to ask, as I always ask, if you have another project where you need a voiceover, I'm your person.
Yeah.
Dreadpool has a cool.
Yeah, Dreadpool has a good radio.
I keep hearing that. I don't hear it myself, but I keep hearing that.
Say this. We're on the radio. I am the radio. Say, I am the radio. Just say that.
I am the radio.
Yeah, it just sounds right.
It just sounds right, man.
Say world premiere.
World premiere. Kelsey Abbott.
You don't even need to put on a voice. It's just your normal voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just his normal voice.
I just throw a little deeper, but this is my normal voice.
All right.
It's deeper when I wake up. It's nothing like Crispy. Crispy's got a deep voice.
I tell you what, in the video game, you could be Gaz's voice.
It could be my voice. I need a deeper voice. Can you say this? Hey, join Al Shabaab. No, don't. Say.
What? What did I miss?
Join Jimmy.
Nothing.
Okay, as per Gaz, join Jeremy Hendrix.
I like that. Yeah, that's indeed. A good thing.
I've been asking that, so I figured, you know, might as well keep on going with the flow and ask everybody.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can't.
Do you
imagine I'll ever be casting a show myself?
Why not?
Because she's a writer, Dre.
You've done everything. I've seen you.
I don't know. Every showrunner I know is miserable. It's like it doesn't seem like I want to do it.
Yeah, and then plus that you got to be. I think Crispin told me that you got to be. What is it, the SAG-AFTRA union to be like a voice actor? I think it's you have to be like a unionized voice actor to get most projects these days.
Yeah, to get it, if it's anything involving SAG, you have to be.
Yeah.
You can do a couple, the Tat Hartley thing, where you don't have to join, but I guess it's kind of a pain for the people to cast non-SAG people. They're like, why? Why do you want to cast them? Cast a SAG person, so you have to like
explain. Yeah, it's the whole union thing.
Yeah,
but that's why I throw it out there, because I mean there are places that will do smaller voiceover work, but that's, you know, they're up and comers, they got nothing, and they're trying to build off of it, you know, and I think I can bark just as well as that one.
Okay.
I don't know how you get into anything like that. I would love to do more voiceover work, but
why not?
AJ,
I see it.
If AJ's listening, AJ,
he let me do some voices and episodes already.
Biddy,
yeah, little ancillary characters. Very nice of him. Throw me a bone. But
I know AJ's working on another secret project.
Yes.
And Dredd, you did not find it on the internet either. I know you probably searched.
I searched everywhere.
Are you trying to put two and two together, Dredd? Are you trying to say that Kelsey is working with AJ?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're thinking.
That's what I'm questioning. But that's not what I'm saying.
I don't know.
She can't say.
Yeah, let's go to another thing, because Graphic God in the chat is actually asking you if you could bring back and write for a classic series, which one would it be?
How about we say, like, The Simpsons, like the first seven seasons when it was actually good, because I feel like it's like a totally different show now, right?
Nice, yeah.
They're also drawn a little different too.
The first one, look, they look horrendous in the first one, but you add it to them.
I know, but it's charming. It's like a charming look to it. Now it's like too smooth and ugh.
If you can you take off your writer hat when you're watching stuff, or do you always see it through a writer's lens now? Like that, I always wondered that with directors, do they get to see the movie, enjoy it, the movie, or they're saying, well, how do they do that? Or what was the mindset behind creating that character? Or do you do that?
I have no trouble watching. I kind of avoid watching cartoons, I guess, because I'm worried that I'll accidentally steal from one of them or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Subconsciously, you'll kind of
try to avoid that. Like, it's not like I really want to watch like kids' cartoons anyway. Really, I'm done with that. I've noticed like I have I think a lot about like the actors, like, and like I've been watching a lot of horror movies because it's October, spooky month, and I like the blood and shit. I'll be like, God, this looks so uncomfortable. They have to like stand there and like have blood coming out of their mouth or whatever. Just thinking about like how awful they must feel. That's what I found myself doing.
So you tend to make a distinction between cartoons and movies then, because that's the thing that kind of lets you delve into a movie as opposed to a cartoon, where you probably have your writer's hat on. Or
I feel, I don't know. I don't. The writer's hat is easy to keep off, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So no games, no sponge. I mean cartoons.
No SpongeBob, sure.
Yeah, no SpongeBob. But horror movies. So Elvira's newest video. Have you seen that?
Oh no, I didn't know. She has a new video?
She just released a new music video.
Ooh, I like the trick or treat one. Is that what it was?
No, it's Halloween is dead. Or I'm sorry, Halloween is over, something like that.
That's her new one?
Yes. She just released it a few days ago.
Ooh, I'm gonna watch that. I love Elvira, actually.
Dragonheart. Sorry, Dragonheart, you've missed the bit where Kelsey says she doesn't actually play any games. But the question is, if you had a team of 10,000, I assume people or hands, maybe people, what type of game would you make?
Well, I mean, I would make it like an Earthbound game.
An Earthbound game, okay.
An RPG, I don't know, it sounds fun. If you had a lot of people helping you too, like, right?
Yeah.
10,000? I just hate... The games, I hate like
your screen is on.
I hate those games. Yeah. I hate games.
I saw. I'm fixing.
Why
it.
Do you hate video games?
I don't hate video games. I hate the shoot 'em up ones, and because they're very stressful, and I'm not. It's just
and
like,
there's so many buttons, right? You got to hit this button, that button, go this way, go that way.
It's very difficult. It's very stressful. It's just,
yeah. My wife says the same thing. She gets so mad about the controller. She's like, I don't know what grenade is. I don't know what shoot is. I don't know what reload is.
I don't know. It's scary. I've only tried. I mean, I haven't played a lot. I would play.
Do you know what you should play? Like, you're basically a writer. So maybe play a story-based game, like where you, it's like an interactive movie. Like, yeah. A very good game is Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why?
Yeah.
I think you'd like that. That's actually a sick point. That's a sick point.
I thought he was going to go with Mary Had a Little Lamb at first, but okay, that's a good one.
But you know what, Kelsey? That Tell Me Why is on Xbox Game Pass.
And
you
can play that.
Play it on your controller.
Grin on your face, and I just knew the plug was coming.
Graphic God has a good one, too. He suggests Alan Wake. That's a video
game. That's a sick
show. Also on Game Pass, and it's... It's basically a writer, like a novelist, that kind of goes into the dark world, and you have to use a flashlight to fight off, let's say, demons or something.
Let me see. Is that an older one?
Yeah, it's an older one.
It's an older one.
Yeah, I feel like
it was on the 360, and there was two games that came out for it.
I feel like I have played that, or like at least watched somebody play it.
The second one was a little bit more arcadey, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. This game's too scary to play.
Everyone is now suggesting games in the chat that Kelsey should play. There's like lists of games going through the chat.
Heavy Rain.
It's like an AA group, but for games.
Actually, all the games that are story based are actually really good fits for being interactive movies. Just interactive. Yeah. You make a few choices.
Well,
you walk a little bit.
Kelsey, I'm going to say this. I mean, I know that it's a little bit of peer pressure since you're talking to a bunch of gamers here, and I feel bad for you. But if you were going to try anything, there's two games that I highly recommend that are kind of, they're not really spooky, but it's suspenseful because based on your actions and your choices. So there's a game called Oxenfree, which was developed by Night School. The voice acting was top notch and the story was really good. And there's multiple endings to the story. And then there's another one called After Party that they also developed. And After Party is kind of interesting because it's about two friends that end up like partying too hard, and somehow like they end up in hell, and they gotta like try to figure out how to get into the after party in hell so they could leave hell. It's like a really crazy kind of like story with lots of twists.
That's and it's fun.
And there's a lot of humor involved in it too. Like there's a whole bunch of like pop culture humor.
Why would they get kicked out of the after party to get out?
I'm actually playing that right now, and it's looks nice. It's really good.
It's really good, that game, especially like how they portray hell with the different landscapes over there and what you need to do to get out.
I like how it looks.
It's funny.
It's really funny because you end up having to do like drinking games with like different demons and beat them at drinking games to try to get a ticket into the after party. So it's very unique for sure. And it got really good reviews.
I didn't know about that. That's right. That sounds actually really good.
Yes,
you're in Game Pass right now, and it's coming out soon. So
it's actually
get on it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm definitely getting down on that. Oh, another game you should play. It's a really emotional game. It's about the struggle of one man. And it's a game called Quake 3. And he like goes through adversity. And it's just...
What?
You'll cry.
Quake 3.
Don't play anything else. Just play Quake 3.
Arena. Just play Quake 3. All right.
That's like telling her to play Doom Eternal. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh,
Diego says Until Dawn. That's really good. That's basically a movie.
But that's horror. That's scary.
Kelsey likes
scary.
Horror. Kelsey.
It's not. You know what? You know why I like RPG games is because you get a second to think about what you're going to do. You don't feel like act quick. I get too stressed. That's all.
Well, guess what? You ready for this?
Oh, no.
Xbox Game Studios have just bought just about every RPG developer there is. So they got Obsidian. They got Playground Games, which is making the new Fable. It's going to be cool, Kelsey. It's going to be cool.
All right.
That is right. Hades.
Wow.
It was all centered around hell for some reason. What's wrong with gamers at the moment?
Hades is a little bit too action
packed. Oh, the voice acting and the characters are brilliant, though. They're really well realized. The gameplay itself is a bit packed. But, Kelsey, since we've narrowed down that the only thing you like in life are horror movies,
I don't even like horror movies that much. I just...
Come on, you're killing me.
Movies.
It's like October, so I have to. I mean.
Yeah. I don't watch that many horror movies, but if you haven't seen The Witch.
Oh, I've seen The Witch. That was a good one.
That was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's very good.
So good about The Witch.
It's not that it doesn't rely on jump scares, and it's so messed up yet. It's just unsettling, and it's so well directed.
I heard Paranormal Activity is the main scary movie.
What 2006 called? I wanted it.
Whoa.
And actually, I mean, jump scares work on me. I know they're cheap, but like.
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Don't give him shit. It's fine. Come on.
It was good.
The best part was the commercials, and then you can move on. That was it. They didn't show you anything when you watched the movie.
So what did you actually think about that movie?
Paranormal Activity?
How the writing was done with that movie?
See?
I feel like it was fine at the time. It was like the sequels got worse.
It got worse.
I feel like it was... It's the wrong way. Terrible, is all right? Right? Remember?
I keep seeing it like
No. All right, I'm gonna change the conversation a little bit, Kelsey. I got a question. I don't know if you can answer this question because you probably know a lot of people in the industry, and this might hurt somebody's feelings. But do you have a favorite cartoon?
You geared that as the most controversial question. I thought you were gonna ask.
It's not that bad. I think Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, you're a... Okay, now you're a legend.
Why? <Legend. laughs> That would be very...
Have you not seen Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
No.
I knew you were a piece of
shit. That was like
get him out of there.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast is legendary. It's you know what? It's like that
It's what I want for Game On Daily as a show, except I don't have lasers that I fire out of my arms. But it's just so funny. So
it was like ahead of its time. But it's
ahead of its time. It's like Eric Andre shows kind of doing that, but non-animated. Do you watch Eric Andre show? Who watches Eric Andre show?
Yeah, Eric Andre is amazing.
No one knows who Eric Andre is here in the UK. So it's so weird to hear people say that. Like, there's only like a handful of people who know what Eric Andre is. Flemish doesn't know what Eric Andre is. Italian clowns. Do you know what Eric Andre is?
Who Eric Andre is,
yeah, good point.
Is that Gaz in the next show that she's writing?
I wish I was like, you have to watch it. You're so lucky. It's Adult Swim series. So sick.
You know, I loved Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, wait, I know it's you're the talking same about. Vein as that, man. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. He was on a few of those movies.
Well, he was on Two Broke Girls, too. For a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched that show. I watched all of that.
Dude, that show was hilarious. So, I had to cancel it.
So, 12 Forever. Is Reggie drawn based on you?
Game that we played.
Kind of a little bit. I'm because the creator is like my very, very good friend. I feel like.
I feel like she is.
Yeah, a little bit. When I a little inspired by it, but
Super Gav in the chat, what's up, man? Yeah, really nice guy. He's got he clearly doesn't look for his veins when he injects. Serious muscles going on. Acer, co-owner of Game On Daily, is here. Wow, he blesses us with his presence. What's up, Acer?
What's up, man? let's talk about ray tracing now.
No, let's not talk about ray tracing, please.
Chelsea's like, video games. I just know a couple titles, and that's it.
I know plenty of titles. Very.
No, but Kelsey, you're honestly, you're missing out. You need to play some games.
I know. Listen, I know.
She will get a Switch, goddammit. What did she need to do?
Flemish. I'll order it the second I'm done.
What? What is it, Drupal?
Cussing. You don't cuss.
Did he swear?
He did.
Oh, yes.
This is a family. This is a family show.
Yo, Midway Monster, I didn't realize you were here. How are you doing,
That's our other panel member, Kelsey. He joined in late. He's from Chicago, and he looks like the Hulk with a beard. And
I always joke about it.
I eat the best pizzas. Deep dish.
Deep dish.
Chicago deep dish pizza.
Hello, Kelsey. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Midwest represent.
Yeah. I'm from Iowa.
Oh, that's like a hop, a skip, and a jump.
Mm-hmm. So about 3 hours worth, yeah.
3 hours worth.
No.
Yeah, sorry, I was listening on the way home, and Gaz.
What's up, my dude?
Jeremy Hendricks, really?
That's bad, right?
I was hoping people forgot about that. Bad,
The man got famous in Britain, all right? I can't believe you.
Why did you have to let them know that I made that?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, we heard it. We were just going to let
them know. I heard it, too. 60
people watching. I was waiting for the opening to say something after and just, like, bring it back and be like, oh, by the way, it's Jeremy. Must be his cousin.
Oh shit, I'm not gonna live that down.
She's never gonna forget you now, Gaz. Like any party she goes to, she's gonna be like, oh yeah, there's this one guy one time, Jeremy Hendricks.
Yeah, he looked like a trash can. Yeah.
That's why he's in the game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and cool shades, bro.
Yeah, man. He's looking natty as hell. I think I'm going to put those on our show. I think they're too cool. They're just too cool. So I say no to.
Yeah.
So, do you prefer voice acting over physically acting?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
That's a good question. Why?
You don't know, show up
in your jammies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like, and also, you know, it's easier. You're not actually doing any of the stuff, and it, like, you know, it's quicker.
Yeah.
Goes faster.
Yeah, but with that moneymaker, I'm sure you could get good success in on-screen acting.
Determined Hero says, like with, Jeremy Hendrix, what a legend. He plays the ukulele, right?
why you gotta do that Determined Hero? Come on.
All right. Kelsey, since you've been around voice actors and voice actresses, me and Flamish can do voices. Now, he does a really strange voice with his accent. But I do a terrible Kermit the Frog. On a scale of 1 to 10, can you rate it for me? I am Kermit the Frog. Oh, boy.
That's sick.
That's amazing.
That's
that
like
is
8.
Sick.
That was good. What do you know about?
That's what I said.
You must get a bear girl with that one.
Also, what voice do you mean with me, Carlo?
When you say the whatever precious or whatever you do for that Gollum guy from Lord of the Rings, I don't know who he's called. He's just that weird guy.
Gollum.
Gas can do a special effect with his mouth. He does like just makes this noise, but it just sounds like something like Gollum would say. That
Sam sounds like he does a very good impression of Human Centipede. What sound are you talking about? Why do you look like you're giving head? What the hell are you doing?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry, guys. I don't know what he's on about.
Go on.
No, no one's going to listen to the Human Centipede. I'm not doing the
We obviously need to take him to couples therapy.
Yeah.
Where did Flamish go? He muted his mic. Is he practicing his voice?
He must be.
Maybe.
Probably. Stage fright.
Hey, I'm a dedication, you know? I need to practice before I do something, so.
Do it.
I heard a little bit of it.
I don't understand why it's so hard.
It's good. I thought it was good. I could tell it's gonna be good.
This is not a voice. This is my cutesy voice.
Cutesy voice. Wow.
Not cute, but it's good.
Wow.
little creepy, little bit.
You have to say that, Dungeon Man.
So, Flamish, are you gonna do the voice, or are you getting like intimidated because everybody's listening?
I'm gonna practice a little more. Give me 5 minutes.
She would have had to fire you by now. She'd have been like out of the studio.
No.
Do you have like a weird character voice that you do? I mean, we all have those weird ones. Do you have one that you do for one of the shows, or you just play it off a little normal?
I don't know. Probably. I get it. It's embarrassing to do this shit. That's why it's nice. The voice actor is nice. You're not on camera.
They can't see the way your face looks when you're making the voice.
Yeah. But you get really weird.
Don't you do the script ahead of time and voiceover before you do the drawings?
Of course.
So I think...
That's not true. You don't. You do it's all drawn and then storyboarded out, and then you do the voices.
It's interesting. I heard Rick and Morty do it the opposite way. So they do the voice first.
I think because Justin goes so off script, he goes crazy, improvises. Yeah. So that's different. But I'm sure they had some boards drawn up still. It'd be crazy to wait until after it's recorded to do that.
I think one of the most surprising actors for me, was do you know who Clancy Brown is?
No.
Clancy Brown was he was in Shawshank Redemption. He was the head of the guards.
He's a sick guy. Yeah.
He is also the voice of Krusty Krab.
Oh really? No way.
Oh
yeah, he is also the voice of Krusty Krab.
I got some breaking in news. Hold on. I got this especially for Kelsey.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Is that the voice? Is that your voice?
Hey, hello. Hello.
It's your fan.
Aww. Oh, it's a voice changer. What are you doing?
Hey. Right. Hello.
No voice changer. It's just...
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm from Chicago. Funny. Where are you from?
Can I have her back now?
I'm from Florida.
There you go. Awesome.
How old are you?
Awesome. 7.
Oh, cool. What's your name?
Lucky number 7.
Athena.
Athena? That's pretty. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Sick name.
Okay, let me have... Say goodbye.
It was nice meeting you.
Bye.
So cute.
Yeah. Very cute.
Oh, it's so cute. You thought it was bloody dreadful.
Sorry about that.
I thought it was a voice change.
I thought that was your voice for a second.
I thought it would be funny because we were talking about voices.
She's been trying to get over here, and then we started talking about voices, and I was like, all right, she like froze earlier.
I like little kid voices, like when they actually cast little kids, it's the best. But they grow up, and that's the problem. Their voice changes,
especially males.
Crispy Bob, huh? What can you do? You've been sitting there quietly in your dungeon. What is it that he could do? I'm sure he could do a sick one.
Nah, mine's a little too creepy.
Hey, we are auditioning horror movie right now, okay?
What can do, you little British boy?
Oh, God.
Wow.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I'm saying really good, don't I?
Well, okay, I'll some water.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right? That's my bad Scottish.
Scottish.
Hey, Flemish.
Scottish.
Yep. Flemish.
Yes.
You just went pee pee on the potty.
What's going on right now?
Oh, I don't know.
What was that? Midway does not say anything on streams for ages. He sounds like he pokes the fattest zoot every time he's on stream, and then all of a sudden he busts out with that. And that's supposed to be an impression of Flemish? Midway.
No, it was Elmo, man.
Oh, I see. Okay, that sounds like someone on
a... I think he's trying to inspire him to not be afraid.
You know, I think it's the mic. I think the mic is
My daughter is embarrassed to come over here, but she is 18 and she likes Uncle Grandpa. And I told her that you're on and she's afraid to go in front of the camera. She's being shy.
Oh, I mean, great. That's so cool. She likes Uncle Grandpa. It really doesn't happen very often.
Come here.
Turn the camera.
Did you tell her a 7-year-old was on here just a little bit ago?
Yeah.
Dreadpool's daughter came on. Who? You don't even know how old Dreadpool's daughter is. 18. No, come here. Come here.
That's different. No pressure.
Never be shy. Shy.
Kelsey, when you go places, do people recognize you as a writer?
No.
That
makes no sense. Absolutely not.
How can people recognize someone as a writer?
They're like, there she is, Uncle Grandpa.
She wrote on Uncle Grandpa, yeah. Most people don't even know what Uncle Grandpa is. Come on.
It's not like Misery. You don't want to get like a typewriter smashed across your legs.
Wear a hat. Come here. She's gonna come on camera and say hi real quick.
Oh, you just peer pressured into doing it.
You don't want Uncle Crispy coming over.
Oh God. I gotta find a new
Zero. That's her boyfriend Tommy.
Hi Tommy.
He looks like he needs a shave.
Tommy looks Amish.
No, right? he's not Amish. He's from Florida. And he's grown a beard.
Hey, we have Amish in Florida.
He's a strong guy.
Yeah,
the same type of beard, so I know what you feel, man.
Yeah, actually has the same beard as you.
They're cousins. Yeah, Flemish, your beard is nowhere near mine.
No, Clowns, I'm trying. It takes years. Years. So I'm like 5 months in.
I want to dye mine blue, though. I don't know. That'll look good.
I thought you could do green.
Yeah,
I thought you were green. I anticipate you never... I'm guessing that you never anticipated to run into this type of interview.
No. It's great.
Okay. This is different, like I said in the beginning. This is really
we're not your conventional interviewers. Yeah. We like to have fun and
mostly
talk about things like 12 Forever and then shift off from that topic.
We like to make it like kind of like impersonal, so you don't feel like you're put on the spot, or we want to make it like friends talking kind of thing.
I kind of try and do the opposite, make you feel really nervous and like regret your decisions.
Would you stop hiding behind your boyfriend? Come over. Oh my goodness.
Yo, there we go. Finally, her hair is as long as your beard.
Yes.
It's as long as my beard.
Cat, we see you.
She's cut off at the neck.
We can only see your neck.
Clowns, just do you know what you need to do? You just need to hop out of the chair and let the speak for a second.
Cat, come here.
There we go. Yeah, do that. Come on.
Everybody saw you. You're on camera now. Everybody saw you.
We're going to freeze frame and post it everywhere.
Yeah. Tell her she's on the grid. She is on the grid.
We saw that slap as well. So.
Deadpool's putting you on the Uncle Grandpa forum.
Forum. Oh, Uncle Grandpa. Oops, I put it on the Uncle Crispy forum.
Oh my god!
What are you doing?
Yeah, even the dog is not happy with that.
She has a dog too, a little dog. It's a really cute dog. Yeah our cameras are on. The dog.
Look at that dog.
Dreadpool's camera's not working right.
You're on camera, Pooch.
So you're not gonna come over? Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right. I captured Grandpa Graphic God last night.
So it also says you've done some costume design. I'm assuming that was back in the Channel 101 days.
Yes, I've never done any actual costume design.
I just throw it out there to get more
somebody I don't know who I don't know who put all that no somebody put all like the Channel 101 stuff onto IMDb, which is so weird because it wasn't like me and everybody else has their stuff on IMDb from Channel 101 did not put it on there. I don't know who did it. Somebody really bored.
Well, you know who else is on IMDb? Go ahead, you can say it. Clowns.
Who?
Didn't you tell us Four Guys Recorders is on IMDb now?
Oh, yeah, because we did a Steve Downs interview, and I guess it's up on under the Steve Downs thing, and it's also up under Siobhan Hewlett as well.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. But our podcast will never get on there, Dreadpool. Like, it will never be officially IMDb unless maybe Channel 101 likes our skit. Maybe then we'll get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like skits, you should check out FWRN.
Wait, FWRN.
Fireside Weekly News Radio.
You check my OnlyFans.
Ah, that thing.
So, yeah, we do little skits. Our own little news show and stuff like that, just humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Elsie, have you ever watched did you ever watch that cartoon Daria?
Yeah, I watched Daria. It was good.
Me of her a bit, but not with black hair.
Nice. Really? She's
she's cool.
Pessimistic.
She's apathetic. She's
smiling.
Just wears glasses.
Nothing like her.
So
Dara's cool, man. Dara's the coolest one.
No, she is cool. You're right. Dara's much cooler than me. That's the thing.
Nah, that's not true.
I'm thinking, what's your favorite series to watch?
My favorite series. I like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. And newer, I like Pen 15. That's really good. That's a good one. That's like the only new show I've watched. You guys, maybe you wouldn't like it because you weren't a 13-year-old girl in 2000, but whatever.
Well, what's the premise of it?
It's like a middle school girls in eighth grade, and I guess it's probably like around 2001 or something, 2000. And it's played by two adult women, but they're very good. It's very good. It's very pretty funny, guys.
Is it? It's not geared towards guys, I imagine.
It's not what?
It's not geared towards guys.
I think it is. It is. I'm just saying, like, it definitely it hits differently, I guess.
It's called 10-15.
Pen 15. You know how you'd write Pen 15 Club? Do you remember that? And it's penis.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, now I get it. You had to explain it, clowns. But now I got it. Yeah.
Clowns.
Yeah, he had the spell, write it down.
Clowns. Spell I cup.
Nope.
No, I will not.
Gaz will.
I don't get it.
Well, spell it.
Spell it out, Flemish. Spell it out.
No, once you spell it out, you'll get it.
Just I cup?
Yeah, just I cup. Yeah, just spell it.
Every letter, spell it out.
I C U P.
Yes.
And he still doesn't get it.
Like no, I see you urinate. I see you pee.
The fact that you had to explain that to him makes me want to leave.
The same with the letters yes, yes, and then the E before what? Yes.
Huh? I'm lost now. So, you lost me.
Spell yes.
Y-E-S.
Okay, and if you put the E before, spell it.
E-Y-E-S. No,
E-Y-E-S.
It's not spell, it's say. Say yes, yes. Now say yes with E in front of it. And that's what the
people go, E-S. Yes. E-S.
And you should have smiled. Yeah.
I'm still lost. Gaz, are you lost? I'm lost.
I'll give you a video later of it, Clowns.
Yes. It's on TikTok.
I'm so lost right now. I'm convinced that Sammy put something in that pizza. Maybe like 1,000 milligrams of THC or something.
You're like Jeremy Hendrix over there.
I can't believe you brought that back.
You're going to break out the ukulele.
We're never going to forget this.
No, they're never going to not bring it up.
We're never going to forget this. You always get to hear it now. So,
hey, that's an idea, Kelsey. I mean, when you write Gaz in a show somewhere, he could be wearing a Jeremy Hendrix shirt.
All right.
And then he could fall into a trash can.
That's so moist.
You're done. Ready to go.
So you had a short Stuck that was just released not too long ago.
Oh no, that's my friend David Michelson. It's his short, a little horror short. It's like,
well, you were a podcast host, right? It's got you credited on there.
Oh, I did. Yeah, he had me do a voice. For it. And it was very easy. I just recorded my phone. I forgot I did that. But yeah, it's his. I'm barely in it.
I was gonna say, because it was with everything going on with the epidemic, you know, trying to figure out how to do all this.
He did that. He did this. He finished it before all this.
That's what I was gonna get at. It was how long ago was all this, because of the timing and all that seemed a little odd to be this close to it, but
yeah, it no, sense. He filmed it a while ago, and you know, it takes time. Editing takes time. I'm not in it very much.
Were there any horror video games that you were interested or tried to apply for in the past that weren't able to get it but wish you would have,
like to be in or something?
Yeah, like to voice.
Oh, no. I mean, I anything. I would do a voice for anything. Just give me a job, you know? I haven't.
Even hentai?
Yeah, sure. No. Why not?
Really, Gaz? Really?
You invite that kind of bimbo, you said.
I made a fake, like a parody hentai on Channel 1.
I gotta see that. Yeah, I gotta go watch that.
You know, I thought I saw that too.
I could do it. I could definitely.
I'm gonna be silent.
I could definitely do it. Do you want me to do it, Flemish? No, you get excited. You'll turn your camera off again.
I can throw my.
And he'll mute himself.
Please have pants on.
Have you ever gone to, like, do you ever go to conventions and, like, sit at tables and sign stuff for people?
No. I'm not that popular. Nobody would. It'd be so sad if I set up a table and people would be like, what do you know?
Would it sound
Uncle Grandpa!
Yeah.
Would it sound even worse if I told you my buddy looked like one of the Hanson brothers back when they were popular? We set up a table and say, get an autograph by Hanson. And he literally wrote Hanson. And we just went up in the mall and just sat there. And no one questioned us or anything. We sat there for like an hour. And he just had papers. He didn't have pictures or anything. He just said, get an autograph by Hanson.
Did it work? People felt it?
It worked. It worked.
Wow. He must have really looked like one of them.
He sort of did, sort of. But people fell for it because they're like, they're like the Hanson. Oh, okay. And we're like, okay, whatever. Let's see how long before we get kicked out. And sure enough, yeah, we stayed on there for about an hour. And then we just like, all right, we're done. We packed up stuff. And they were following us all the way out to the car. You know, oh, can we get an
autograph? What a weird, why did you do that? What did you get out of that?
The funny part was you'd see people walking around with Hanson shirts on and asking for autographs and kind of giving us a weird look like, where are the other two?
Yeah, that's the thing. They would never be allowed out.
Hanson is.
I don't know who Hanson is. Yeah, Americans always talk about Hanson.
No, we don't.
We're always talking about Hanson.
Hanson is like Jeremy Hendrix.
Explain a little bit, like who's Hanson?
What? You lost everybody again. So Kelsey,
who is Hanson?
Look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
It had like a one. Terrible. Sounds like a bop song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like Dredd's story, Kelsey, I got a story. When I was younger, I looked a whole lot different. I looked like a gangster, and I went to go try out for Sopranos to be like an extra on the show, but they closed the casting because too many people showed up. So I was walking down the strip in New Jersey where the casting call was, and two Italian guys opened up like a steel door to a social club, and they're like, hey, forget about it. Just come in here. You don't belong with those guys over there. Get in here. And then they asked me if I wanted to drink anything. I was like, a Diet Coke, and I drank it. I was like, thanks, guys. See you later. And I walked out.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's gangster. Well,
little does the world know that I studied at Second City in Chicago. I completed the acting and improv programs and had a very storied one-play career and one television extra career. I was an extra in Chicago Law. It was only around for a season. Wow.
Oh shit!
Well, we're throwing it out there, huh?
Hey, I know who you are. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So believe me, that 5 seconds I was in the background is on Snapchat.
I can't even find the movie that I was in.
Was it a movie?
No,
just vanished.
Who's that? Who said that?
That was me. I was in a movie. Yeah, it was a local movie. One of the people around this area grew up and made some money, and he decided to make a movie about himself. And I was in it.
But I'm sure you can search it. The search functionality on
Pornhub. I've searched. It's not there. I've searched for it in IMDb. I found it, but I was just, like I said, I was just an extra there. But I can't find a way to obtain the film.
Might be on RedTube.
Definitely.
Oh, while we're saying awkward stories, I'll tell you.
Gus got VR this recently.
We don't just use VR for porn.
No, wow. Okay. That's awkward too. where I grew up in Pennsylvania, my buddy, his family was involved in like doing different types of plays. His grandfather was like a really strict pianist and like a playwriter, and he grew up in a really strict theatrical family. It was like a really weird family, to be honest with you. And eventually he got his chance to be an extra in three different things. One of them was a movie by, what's his name, M. Night Shyamalan or whatever. I can't pronounce his name correctly. Yeah. So he was an extra in one of his movies. And then he got an extra role on a documentary series of a Civil War. And my friend had like a really immature sense of humor. So while he was on set, he would walk in circles in the opposite direction of what he was supposed to be doing. And he would just randomly point his musket at random things until the director's like, what are you doing? Like, he got on camera, and it's actually one of the shows where he's just walking in the wrong direction. They kept some of that in. Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Cool. Is that a relative of yours?
A lot of wasted film.
No, he's not a relative of mine, but he was a best friend growing up.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So, Kelsey, anything that, like, you want to talk about, anything that, you know, that... you want to say? I mean, I hope you have been having fun. And you're like, oh, these guys are awesome, except for that guy Crispy over there. He's weird.
Oh my God, get out of here!
They're gonna tell you otherwise.
Crispy's the only one today.
I got nothing else to say.
Welcome to my dungeon.
Crispy's the only one that hasn't said anything embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Have you ever had a moment as a writer where you're like, oh my God, I'm writing this role for this person, and it's like maybe a celebrity or an actor that you always wanted to meet, and you got so excited about writing that role?
No. Well, only because they don't usually cast it until after, you know. So like, I wrote a character, and then later they casted like Paul Dinello. He was in Strangers with Candy, and I'm a big fan of Strangers with Candy. And that was cool. He did a voice. And the show I write for now, Jennifer Coolidge is a voice. That's cool.
Cool.
And Sam Richardson, who's from Detroiters. I don't know if you guys watch that show. It's another very funny show.
Jennifer Coolidge is Stifler's mom, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know who that was. I knew the name sounded familiar. Stifler's
mom in a group full of guys. I was like, oh, yeah, I know her. I know who she is.
Yeah, she's in all those Christopher Guest movies and stuff, you know.
I just know her from Stifler's mom.
You guys only know video games, huh? This is what I'm learning.
No, I'm sure what you were expecting.
Gaz is actually very culturally diverse. He knows many things. Don't let him fool you. That is very true. Don't let him fool you. He takes trips like to Vegas and rents out casinos and whatever and other parties.
Like Jeremy Hendrix. Yeah, I'm very cultured.
And I know everything about food in Belgium. So,
all right, that's cool.
You said food, right? With a D, not a
T. And candy.
You mean, what's the Belgian term? Spoonkit?
Snoopkis.
Oh, Snoopkis.
Are we talking about your candy bowl again?
Yes.
Yeah, and I still picture Snoop Dogg kissing somebody.
Wow. Yeah, that is kind of weird. That just...
Snoop kiss? It's like, hey, did you get your Snoop kiss?
Okay.
This is definitely a show you come on after you've taken drugs.
Listen to the guys over there.
Oh my God! Who let him on?
So Gaz, if it's after, why are you on it right now?
That's a good point.
Yeah, silent. Thank you.
All right, trick question. Who is the most famous person you've met since you've been doing this?
No, wait, why is it a trick question? Is it like one of you guys?
It's just your mirror.
Why are you always like so like, you're just like always not trusting of anything we say? We are not famous apart from Flemish. I'm sure Clowns he is famous. On the internet somewhere.
Well, you know, I bet Jack Black, is he the most famous, I feel like?
I don't know. So far, I'd say Kelsey Abbott.
Kelsey Abbott is definitely the most.
Oh, yeah, me? Yeah. People wouldn't even recognize me at a table at a convention.
Well, if you met Uncle Grandpa back there, you know.
I met Ryan Hurst at a convention. I don't know if you know who Ryan Hurst is. Ryan Hurst is he's Opie in Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Oh, shit, that's sick.
And I had a chance to talk to him, and then the one thing I asked him was, you know, because at the time I was passionate about getting into the acting business, and I asked him, you know, what's one thing that you should, because looking at his career, you know, if you see, boom, he just got that part in Sons of Anarchy, and then his career just kind of, his stardom just kind of went up. So, and he said, just keep at it. It's a marathon. Just keep at it. So, Kelsey, for the young ones out there that are starting to get into it, to writing, to acting, without saying what Ryan Hurst said, what would you tell them out there?
Don't do it.
You know, with writing, you just do it. You know, you just do it. If you don't, like, I don't know. If you stop, you get rusty. Like, I don't know. That was the whole thing. Just keep doing it.
Kind of like word vomit on the paper. Just keep writing.
Kinda. I don't know. Like, that's the hardest part. Is getting started.
Kelsey, in any of your cartoons, have you ever written a motivational speech?
I'm sure. Yeah. There's like hundreds of episodes of those. And I don't remember, but I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I think you written a lot about, like, in all those years, right?
Yeah, sure, there's probably one bit, but they did, you know?
Is there one thing that's memorable that you will never forget about your writing history? Like, something you are really proud of, person?
Oh, I'm too smart.
Yeah.
It's in the show or, like, a moment?
I don't know, 12 Forever, I was proud of that writing.
Psychonauts took a hit of LSD. He's my man.
Psychonauts, your reasoning makes a lot of sense now.
Shout out to your clowns, it's your show. You've got like loads of people watching. Read out the chat, man. Read out what Psychonauts said.
Yeah, well, Psychonauts said something that's awkward to say on air. I don't know how.
No, I'm not going to say that.
That ship had sailed 20 minutes after the show started. And I blame Kelsey for that as well.
Why are we talking more about Battletoads?
Ooh, looks like Psychonauts is going to have a bad trip.
Let's talk more about Battletoads.
No. Kelsey, do you want to talk about Battletoads?
I mean...
That's huge.
That's exactly what I said. A reaction would be like,
no, no.
"What are you
going to
talk about
Battletoads?" I wrote. Where did you get your inspiration?
Talked about it.
All right, let's go deep into the past.
Repressed memories. I had an uncle. No, that's too dark.
Footloose the remake.
Uh huh.
How did that?
That was a friend like organized. He got. They cut up like the movie into sections, and then you'd get one section to reenact, and then he put it all together.
Ah, so you always simplify it for us. Thank you.
I mean, that's all it was. That's what it was. It was fun.
Then we screened
it, and it was fun. A fun little. And we did the same with RoboCop too. It's like a fun. It was just a fun little project.
Dragonheart.
Drop it, creep.
Guys, I have to go soon. I'm so hungry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm sorry we're keeping you.
Don't be sorry. I should have woke up before 12:30, then I could have eaten before.
Well, you're going to love my outro.
All right.
All right, well, I'll let all you guys on the panel do your outros real quick, and then Kelsey could do her famous outro. Crispy, where can people find you?
At Crispy Bomb on Twitter, Crispy Bomb 28, Xbox Live. You can find me on Retro Renegades Tuesday night, 7 p.m., and Breakfast with Boom, 10 a.m. on Friday.
And in a dungeon off the bunker, off the grid somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crispy.
We're gonna change that now.
Flamish, where can people find you?
You can find me on this channel with Clowns. We do interviews. We do all kinds of stuff. I'm working on something else as well. More details later. And then I got Return of the Gates as well every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Together with Crispy Bomb and others. And then on Sunday, I have my Flemish Experience, which is a random show where I talk about everything. And that's on 4 p.m. EST. So.
Did you sign an NDA?
Why would I sign an NDA?
All right, perfect. So you could tell us what you're working on.
Okay, I'm working. I'm going to do a charity live stream, probably next week, Saturday. Not completely sure of the date, but I'll let you guys know later.
Very cool.
And I'm going to play the horror game, which is not my thing. So I'm doing this for Shocktober, I would say.
I don't think you're going to make it all the way through it.
All right. Well, that's a good outro. Gregory Goyverts over there in Belgium. Dreadpool, where can people find you?
Well, you could find me here when we do some interviews and here and there. You can always find me Gaming Beyond the Box Wednesday nights. Playcasters on Saturdays when I'm not hosting a haunted house. And for the month of October, that's where I'll be. On the weekends, scaring the living crap out of people. And then Friday mornings at 10 a.m., Breakfast with Boom, right alongside with Crispy Bomb and the rest of the guys there. And Breaking Bread with Dread. When I do those, my bi-monthly to monthly, basically we sit together, we get along with the personality from either the community or outside, and we sit down and eat, and we find a restaurant that's a local restaurant that, so we can promote them to everybody, and we talk about the food a little bit so that way the foodies get their little experience with it, and then we talk about whatever gaming life, their career paths, even advice. So it's all open to whatever we decide to stumble upon.
Nice. And Gaz, where can people find you?
You know where they can find me, clowns. They can find me at gameondaily.com, which is the best gaming site in the world. And yeah, just type in Gaz on Daily on Twitter and Game on Daily, our YouTube channel. And here with 4G with you guys all the time, chilling.
With those cool glasses that you got on? I like those glasses, by the way.
I know what the lady's like, yeah.
And Midway, where can people find you?
Midway 7 Monster on Xbox Live, Midway 8 Monster on Twitter. Thanks for letting me come in late. Sorry I was at work. Kelsey, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for chilling and having a good time with us.
Likewise.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. You've been great.
She's like, I can't wait to leave these weirdos. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you guys are so weird.
I almost actually forgot, and I was waiting for my time again. Bring it back around, Breaking Bread with Dread. If you're ever in the area, or if I'm ever in the area, I would like to have you sit down, and we could break bread with Dread.
It's a podcast he does. It's on Anchor FM. You can listen to it. It's where he meets up with people at restaurants and stuff, and then you hear all the background of the restaurants, the waitresses, and everything going on. But he's sitting there having a conversation. It's almost like just two friends talking about anything, but with all the sounds of a restaurant in the background. It's a very unique kind of podcast.
Social distancing that doesn't.
Yeah,
the last it's like coffee and cigarettes. The audio version.
Yeah, it's all audio. The last thing you hear, the last show that I did that was funny is the waitress came up to us and asked us for refills. didn't think about it because it's recorded in stereo. One person's voice is predominant on one side and the other one's on the other. Well, we put our cups on either side of the microphones, and that you literally, if you hear it with the headphones on, you hear the glasses clinking with the ice on one side and then the other side as she goes from one to the other.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. So, that's nice.
And now you just
totally a non-normal podcast thing. It's just straight up organic, and you hear babies crying, chairs, you know, shuffling across, people talking in the background. And, you know, like the last one, somebody lost their phone. So the waitress is yelling, "Oh, sorry, your phone, as you hear her running through. So it's literally podcast on its head, the opposite of what you should never do.
And you know, you just probably made her more hungry talking about restaurants. So I feel bad now.
Oh, I could be worse.
Oh.
No, you made VJ hungry the other night. That's it. You're cut off, Dredd. I got to cut you off. Kelsey, where can people find you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess Twitter. I don't really tweet much anymore, but you can look through it, see if you like. It's just my name. It's Twitter.
You are so exuberant right now.
You know what? You can watch Fungies if you wanted. That's the cartoon I'm writing for currently. It's on HBO Max. Which we know everybody HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
I will subscribe now just because you recommended it, so you could tell them to get another subscriber.
Oh, that's nice. I will. Okay. I'll tell them. I'll tell Kelsey, the people.
I got one more recommendation I want to give you, but this is...
Oh, boy.
No, this is really good.
Oh, jeez.
Called 12 Minutes. Mm-hmm. It's got famous actors in there, like James McAvoy, mm-hmm. Daisy Ridley, and Willem Dafoe.
Okay. And
it's a psychological thriller where you have 12 minutes to figure out what's going on, and it's going to rewind. It's going to repeat itself.
Okay. That's cool. That sounds fun.
I'm going to send you a link real quick.
That does sound fun.
So I got a question. Did you ever find the date with that little tiny jockey and have some cheap horse meat?
Oh, that's a tweet reference.
Yes.
Your well, pen, you know, nah, it's all just jokes, you know?
I know.
I saved that link that you sent me. I'm going to check it out later. That does sound really fun.
Oh, so I see what you did there, Flamish. You did what you did with Siobhan and Gaz did with Siobhan. She held up the notepad that said Xbox Cloud. I see what you did. Okay, nice job, Flamish.
Yeah, Siobhan was writing everything down that we were like suggesting to her. She had like a book with her, and at the end of the show, it was like full.
Yeah, so Kelsey, I want to thank you personally for being on. I really appreciate it. You know, I mean, maybe you don't think you're somebody that's famous, but to us, you're really cool. And I really love the stuff that you've worked on and all the humor that you have. Like, I think that's important in today's society and culture. And I mean, it's probably getting harder and harder to write as humorous, but keep it up because people like us need that humor. And don't let it stop. And just remember, Carlo the Pizza Man and Gaz with the Jeremy Hendrix shirt. Don't forget that. And if you do that, just send us a link. You know, yeah. And I mean, maybe Gaz is playing Game Boy and falls into a trash can or something like that. And I take a pizza paddle or smack him with one. I mean, anything like that is all good, you know? So.
And then Dreadpool with the voice behind commentating the whole scene. Yeah.
World premiere.
Well, Kelsey, thank you very much. I'm gonna go ahead and end the stream before they keep asking you lots of questions and you're still hungry and I feel bad for you and your dog.
But thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Of course.